changes as far as traffic and people. One of the things that we love about living out there is it's like being in the country, but you're not. It is very peaceful. It's very quiet. It is very, the neighbors are fantastic and care about their properties. And we all care about each other, okay? I have a 10-year-old grandson that lives with us half the time, okay? And I worry like crazy about traffic and him getting hit. Not that he's a nimno, but things happen. Because some of the cars do not slow down. So then you're inviting goodness knows how many people into this small property, and all that's going to increase. A lot of us have dogs. A lot of us have cats. We're pet lovers. I don't want to go out there and see my dog squish. I really don't. I don't let it run freely. Don't get me wrong. What I'm saying is you're taking a basically an idyllic neighborhood and jeopardizing its peace and quiet. There are enough places in Branson that can accommodate nightly rentals and all that. One more point. I have a coworker that lives in a condo. Most of them are privately owned, but a lot of them are going to nightly rentals. And he said, it is a nightmare. From noise to drinking to everything else. He and his wife are thinking of moving. And he's a pastor. So how he tries to get things going to hush them up is say, you want to go to the service on Sunday? Pretty clever, I thought. Anyway, I thank you for your time. I'm against this permit, as I think we all are. So thank you very much, gentlemen.
Thank you. I think we've hit everyone. Is that everyone that signed up to speak? You want to come back up and respond back? Any comments?
I certainly appreciate the neighbors' concerns and comments this evening. There's a lot of projection and worry about what may happen. And I respect their concerns, certainly do. Everyone enjoys their peace and quiet. There's no doubt about that. Like I said, we own a construction company. We do business with a lot of people. We're from Northwest Arkansas, so we're up here in Branson a lot in this area. We enjoy the area. We all have large families, and that's one thing that they, you know, that is failed to be mentioned. You know, irregardless of permit outcome, this house will be used by the people that own it. Certainly, that's not a question. I mean, we will use our house. You know, so there will be people that come and go because that's our home. I mean, it is one of our homes. You know, we will be there. So, you know, we will come and go. So I certainly appreciate that. We are kind of a quiet lot. So I do appreciate their concerns. So, I appreciate their concerns, you know, saying, you know, about the size of the house. Well, that home was built in 86 before a lot of those other houses were there. So it's not necessarily the house's fault that perhaps it's not as compatible with some of the homes that have been built up around it. You can see that Miss Sherry's house directly adjacent with wooded lot. It's a large home, and there's a couple of large homes, but for the most part, it did grow up as a smaller, modest home neighborhood around it. That's very true. That's true. But that's, you know, that's just the way it grew. Yes, the house is the size that it is. It does have 3,000 square foot of decks. At home, we are not the type to make trouble or throw wild keggers into the night, and so that's not the type of vacations we take either. So we would certainly expect no less from our family or friends or anything of that nature as well. But yes, I didn't know if there's any questions, sir.
Let's open it up for questions. Randy?
I have a question about, they had concerns about the parking. When you, for your diagram, you put that many vehicles in line.
Yes, sir.
What's your answer for in case you have an emergency or anything like that?
Well, and as
you're going to have to move a lot of vehicles right out into mm-hmm. the street just mm-hmm. to get one vehicle out.
Yes. Well, that is a circle drive there. So, I mean, and I just measured off and marked spaces that were sizes of cars to measure out the concrete that we had. Like I said, per the number of bedrooms, it is only required to have 11 parking spots. So if you took out half of what I marked, there would be ample room to use fully the circle drive and have parallel parking down the driveway. So you would have, you know, ease of moving out. Now, in addition to that, we, on our property, not on the street, on our property, have a paved strip. This is paved on our property, that is paved all along the street. Our whole property line along the street is paved the width of a car. So the concern that we wouldn't be able to move cars or without blocking the street is somewhat negligated, because we do have room to pull out and you know, shift and not be blocking the street there.
Any other questions? Do we have enough information to where a motion could be made?
Could I make a couple of comments before that I didn't?
Sure.
I failed to indicate that this is county. This is county. The rest of this is all city. This is county. This is county. This map's very confusing, but I didn't bring that up, that you just have little islands of county and the rest of the city of Branson. And then one other comment. Mr. Styron's letter indicated residential structure. I'll read just out of general conditions, just watching out for my board. Planning Commission can, at their discretion and with any degree of stipulation, as noted above, grant a special use permit for most any application that does not meet the requirements for a Division 1, 2, or 3 permit. Division 1 permits are residential. Division 2 are new commercial, industrial, duplexes, multifamily, and of course our Division 3s are major developments and land use changes, which this is not a land use change, but I don't understand it being only residential when it says it can be used for anything Division 1, Division 2, or Division 3. Just pointing that out to
Thank you.
Planning Commission.
Well, I'd like to state that the house was built residential.
Mm-hmm.
I worked on it. I hauled lots and lots of material up for Art when he was building it. Also for Mr. Jeske's house, which belonged to his brother Harley down the street. And also for Mr. Sprague that owned the house on the other side of it at the time. So they were all, it was never commercial or anything at that time. But I will say that it was done in the 80s, but the septic system was put in properly at the time. But now, whether it still is now or not,
right,
I wouldn't want to comment on it, but I know it was quality work because I was there when it was put in.
Any other questions, comments for the applicant? Hearing none, are we to the point of making a motion for or against the application?
I have a comment. Hey, Scott?
Yes.
When we were reading that, I noticed some wording said nightly rental.
Yeah, I already changed it in wording.
I know when you read it, you changed it.
I wouldn't change it on screen because I'd have to go to the screen.
You've got to prove that nightly rental wasn't going to be on there.
But I came back and changed that on item number like 17 or 16.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think this building would work great for what you want to do. It's set up right. You're going in there, you're going to fix it up right, but it's in the wrong place. And for that reason, I would make a motion that we deny this application.
Okay, we...
Not compatible.
Not compatible. We've got a motion to deny based on compatibility.
I'll second that motion.
We've got a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
Can we expand on what part of that, Mr. Fabian, that makes it not compatible? Was it the size?
It's a residential subdivision.
Okay.
Been platted as a residential subdivision.
Partly.
And all the residents around, it's residential.
Perfect,
it's not compatible.
With adjacent properties?
I don't know of any other commercial around it that I can recall.
So we've got a motion and a second to deny the application. Any further discussion? Okay, hearing none. All those in favor in voting against the application presented, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Aye. For the application, was that everyone?
So there's a 90-day appeal period through the Board of Adjustment. It's 90 calendar days from this original decision, which Marla will mail you just the decision from tonight, and you have that 90-day window.
Okay.
There is an appeal process for any application that's denied.
Sure.
Okay.
Thank you. Appreciate it. All right, y'all can head out now safely, please.
See you all again.
That's perfect.
I don't know. We don't have to make a motion for that. Let's do a 5-minute recess.
Really?
Make a motion for a 5-minute recess.
There's a coil concrete.
Second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Large metal safe put in there and build around it.
Yeah.
And you know they broke in there one time and got two of the sneakers.
Who's the hippie dude?
Very well.
Is that right?
Yes.
As a matter of fact, Art, I kept trying to get him to go elk hunting with me, and he never would do it.
Is that right?
Yeah. Known him for many, many years.
Yes, good man. My mother was their youngest sister and
Children. I
see.
But
you heard you mention that.
But Art made me mad. He made me take my boots off when I went in the house because of that pink carpet in there. It's a beautiful home. It was probably the finest home in Branch in the
at that time.
Somebody had purchased it and told me to go.
Okay.
I have a hard time with that.
Yeah. Like I said, Art was my to scrimp on something that he wanted.
And he wanted.
All right, sir. Nice to have met you.
Keith, you all right?